the 90s, we have this movie entitled Artificial Intelligence. And I was fascinated by it. It's just this little boy who is a robot and has this artificial intelligence. And nowadays, technology, how we are all fascinated all about it. In fact, we are all dependent on it, right? Like, for instance, the GPS. We use Waze or other technology as well. But we are so dependent that we put our trust on this gadget. The same thing in computer. Or just a simple microwave oven, right? So we have the microwave oven to heat up our food. In just a second, our soup is hot. Dependency. But again, back to the movie Artificial Intelligence, my worry is all of us will be dependent on this technology without regarding the real relationship between human and human. Nowadays, you will always see that in our labor, in our community, in work as well, everything is computerized. And everyone else got not fired, but probably, you know, we don't need you. And so we trust this artificial intelligence. We trust this technology. I'm not saying it's bad, okay? It is good, actually. Okay? It helps us. But what I'm trying to say is, at this point, let us not forget also behind the artificial intelligence, which are human intelligence. We created them. But the question is, how much do we trust an artificial intelligence and human intelligence? How much do we rely on technology than human help? In today's gospel, Jesus is talking about stewardship. That he gave us all his teachings, all his words, and he's asking us now, are we trustworthy of taking care of all of this? Are we trustworthy of taking care of our people? His word said, serve the poor. The question he's asking us, are the poor? Can he trust us, our brothers and sisters? Just imagine how we are so dependent, so trustful to all our gadget. But when it comes to human, we trust less. And if this someone also hurt us or lied to us, even more we lose our trust. And yes, like some people, whenever someone approached me and said, Father, can I have money? I want to buy food. Sure. Gave the food. And the next thing, what? They buy alcohol. And so I lose my trust to them. And so the next time they will ask me, I won't help them anymore. But you know what? During the seminary days, I raised my hand. I said, why would I help people who will not take care of themselves, buying what they want? And one of the social ministers said to me, but do they have home? No. Where do they sleep? In the street. That's the reason why they buy alcohol to warm themselves. It is not because they want just to consume alcohol, but because it warms their bodies in a cold winter night. Judging others. That's what I learned. I mean, human intelligence, we naturally ordered to natural way. Of course, when we need some warmth, we need to take some clothes. If we are hungry, we eat. So we are created in a natural way, in a natural order. That's how we are all programmed. The only difference between an artificial intelligence and human intelligence, we have free will. We can choose what's the next step. And the next step is, my brothers and sisters, is social justice. How can we take care of our brothers and sisters? How God can also trust us with the wealth that He gave to us? Are we a good steward or not? Today, Jesus is inviting all of us. He said it's not necessary to do big things. We all have to start in a small thing, because that small thing would become greater in the future. And so if we now start in our own little way to help our brothers and sisters that God entrusted to us, then we will have, hopefully, a better world to live.